104.5 The Zone, 8:17 the time. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Up next, a guy who's definitely not foreign to our show, the coach, Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price. By Farm Bureau Health Plans, coach you through it. We've got you covered. Coach Mack.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
A lot. You had a nice rookie weekend. I was really looking forward to this because I spent, 3.5 months going over about 200 of these guys and writing them up and then going through the draft. And then to be able to see, see them get some NFL coaching just to start off with and see some of these guys on the hoof. And again, you've got to wait 5 years after an illustrious NFL career even to be considered for the Hall of Fame. So let's not put anybody in there right now.
Oh my!
Yeah, let's just stop. All these. One of the things that Bill Tobin told me when I first got in the league in 1986, I was all full of it, and every player I saw, I thought was the greatest player in the world when I was writing them up, and he said, the worst thing you can be, son, is an IE. And I said, what is that? He says, an instant evaluator. You need to just take time. You need to take time and look at them. But a lot of time has been spent on these guys, especially the draft picks. And I know we'll go over them, but, I saw some things that I really liked out there. And plus, I liked the way they were being coached. I mean, it was highly organized, as you can imagine. But there were some innovative things that I saw as to what they're doing. This coaching staff is I was really impressed with the way that I've watched Arthur in his phase two stuff, but watching him teach these young guys, they threw a lot of stuff at these guys, because they could meet them twice a day, and they threw some things at them just to see, because that's one thing you want to evaluate this time of especially these 3 days, and especially with the tryout guys that they have. You want to see who can absorb this stuff the quickest and who might have a chance just to get it. I enjoyed it. It was a nice weekend.
Well, first things first, Coach, I wanted to ask you about the tryout.
Yes.
How this man, it seems like a lot of players are getting opportunities now more so than any. And when did this all start and evolve into something this big right now?
Well, I can remember, when the first year I was in St. Louis, we brought in about 40 guys, and could try out, because you can bring in as many as you want, over that 3 day period. And you get a look at them. Now, that was clearly even before this started, Blaine. I think they signed close to 50 guys out of that Alliance League. I'm talking about throughout the league. So you want to bring these guys in and give them a look. And that's why your seventh round picks are so valuable. And you see a lot of these, because you're in real competition to go out and try to sign some free agents when the draft is over. I mean, it truly is like the floor of the stock exchange in draft rooms after the draft is over, trying to sign these free agents. And there are still some guys out there that you can bring in and get a look at. Now, what you're doing is chumming and churning the bottom of your roster. And what you're trying to do is fill out the most competitive 90-man roster right now. Let's not get any of this stuff mistaken. You're not bringing any of these guys in to supplant or take anybody's place, right. That's here. But you're churning the bottom of your roster. And so everybody in the league is doing it. And, you just never know what you might find. But they at least they get a chance, and they get coached up, and they get to experience. And if they earn themselves a chance to come back, of course, they're always, if you're from that 75 to 90 guy, you're always looking over your shoulder as you well every day, every day. But at least you get a chance to get in the building. That's what these guys got. I mean, all these guys on this list right here, that's the chance they had.
All right. As far as the draft picks.
Yes.
What do you look for, at this stage? Because obviously, it's like you said, there's sometimes not a whole lot to evaluate. So what stood out for you, and what are you looking for?
Well, let's first of all, there is a lot to evaluate. There's just, you're not going, first of all, they don't know the system. They're learning the system. But what I like to watch, and as I said, this is my 33rd rookie group that I've looked at. And, when I first started, it's different now because I've seen enough of them. You really like to look and see the presence on the field. You see some guys that don't look like they're, you guys know this too. You guys have watched enough ball practice. If you watch guys come in there young, you can see some guys that stand out and look like they belong. Okay, they just look like they belong. I can reference some of the guys I came into. I keep talking about this guy, but I'll go back earlier. We drafted a safety out of USC when I was in Chicago with a great, great defense. Dave Duerson had just left, and we drafted somebody to take his place. But, you know, entering into that group, you wanted just to see how he fit in, how he fit in the huddle and walked in with him. It was Mark Carrier. He just carried himself like a pro when he walked in. Anquan Boldin did that. First day on the grass, he just looked like an NFL player out there. You know, not that he knew everything, but the fact the way he carried himself and the confidence that he had, that's what I look for first, is just to see, you know, to see if they're not out there just, you know, all in awe, if they're out there truly trying to take it in. And these guys, you know, and we'll talk about them individually if you want to, but there are some guys that impress me just with the way they handled themselves.
All right. You know, first of all, talk about Nate Davis. And
good one.
And here's what I thought was interesting, and you always learn something, and maybe I'm just not very smart when it comes to the evaluation process, but you always hear about skill people or about, you know, DBs, even linebackers, in terms of their hip flexibility. But one of the things that John Robinson loved about Nate Davis, not only his athleticism, but his hips. No, and explain that and why, you know, it's so valuable when you're looking for a guy at that position.
Well, you think about it. You think about what those guys have to do and who they have to contend with one-on-one during ball games. The athletes that the offensive linemen have to contend with, and all the different types of movement and stunts and things that they've got to be able to move their feet, and they've also got to be able to reposition their bodies. Look, you talk about hip flexibility. One of the things that they do at the combine that people don't see, but when they take them into the interview room, they've got a camera set up in the interview room. You know, every player that goes up there gets interviewed by the league, and it goes to all the teams. But one of the things they do with offensive linemen when they first bring them in there to that interview room is they have them stand straight ahead, put their arms out in front of them, and just have them flat foot squat. Just bend down and see how far you can go without tipping over. And it's amazing. Try it sometime. You can see big. I mean, seriously, those guys that can maintain balance with their hands out straight, you know, feet shoulder width, and just go down and come back up without tipping. And, you know, that's balance. That's hip flexibility. That's lower body flexibility. That's what this kid had. You could see it in that stance he had, you know, when he was coming out. But the first thing I looked at when I walked out on that field this weekend, and, you know, I watched all the position groups individually, is they've got that stance cleaned up. I mean, he's in a three-point stance, and this kid is a smooth mover for a big man.
How much in general, when you're talking about linemen going from college to pro, how much technique stuff does need cleaning up?
All of it.
With those guys.
All of it. Just all of it. I mean, where do you want to start? Just all of it. I mean, it's a different game, and it's against people at a different level. And a lot of these guys coming in have been dominant.
They can just bulldoze over somebody in high school.
Well, are they? They're just more. They're gifted. You know, they are. They're more gifted. And so, but the thing that separates gifted players that makes them great players is attention to detail. And attention to detail is your individual techniques. And look, I've been fortunate enough to coach, you know, be around six or seven Hall of Famers in my career personally. Those guys were gifted, but what they were all great technicians at their craft, and they never ever felt like they had it perfected. So to answer your question, Kev, everything. And you've got to be able to subjugate yourself and to check your ego at the door as a rookie and say, look, yeah, all this stuff that worked for me before, great, God bless it, got me here. But now to stay here. And so some of these guys, just watching them work, you want to talk about this receiver they just drafted?
You know, can't wait to talk about him after the break.
Okay, well, we will.
Ooh, A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I watched him, too.
He's going to be getting in a lift while we're in our commercial break. You seen that, dude? 827 on 104.5 The Zone. The Wake Up Zone. Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You got a question for him, 615-737-1045. Let's talk about Gary Ashton for a moment, Blaine.
Yes, do you need to sell your home? Well, with so many agents out there, how do you know which one to choose? Well, call the only agent I would call if I need to sell my home. And that's Gary Ashton with the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Are you looking to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Do you want to work with an agency that guarantees to sell your home with buyers already lined up? Then choose who the players in person or the Titans call when they want to sell their home. And that's Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. They don't leave any money on the table, and naturally, they don't give away your home. The average agent sells 8 to 10 homes in a year. The Ashton Real Estate team sold over 1,000 homes last year, and yours can be the next one. And that's about 3 or 4 homes sold every 24 hours. So call the only agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. And that's Gary Ashton today at 615-301-1650. That's 301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. That's Gary Ashton.
.1045 The Zone, 833. No fooling. We got Coach Dave McGinnis in the house from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. We're talking Titans. They had their rookie camp over the weekend, 615-737-1045. Don't forget our Twitter poll as well. Who you got, Golden State or the Field in the remainder of the NBA playoffs?
I'm going Field.
I got Golden State.
I know you're going. You've been Golden State the whole time.
I said Golden State versus the Field going into the playoffs.
Field.
Who you got?
Don't switch, Kev. Yeah. Don't switch. Yeah. Yeah, until somebody beats Golden State.
They the champs.
You go Golden State.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yes. Well, that's what A.J. Brown is saying right now, man. To be the man, you stay to practice 30 minutes already, and he's a young vet. I mean, young. Oh, so, you know, rookie, not a vet. That was a vet move, man. What do you think when you see something like that,
Coach? I love it. I absolutely love it. It just flashes back. I mean, I've got my notebook that I did. I mean, anyway, watching him, just watching it, and look. I mean, I know what did they have? I saw they had the one-handed catch.
Yeah, they had that on Twitter.
That's an individual. I mean, just watching him work. First of all, he's all business.
I like that.
He's all business.
That's my kind of guy.
No, he is your kind of guy. He's going to be everybody's kind of guy, and he's all business, and he's as humble as it can get. But he is a worker. Okay. After practice, the thing that everybody saw, he had Joey Branko put on the arm pads, and they were working, you know, hand placement, releases. I mean, he did it for 15 minutes, and down there by himself, he didn't care if anybody else was there. All he cared about was he and Joey and those arm pads and trying to work it. But you watch him, you watch him absorb the coaching. You watch him put it into practice, and then, you know, in all of the drills they did, individual, 7-on-7 team, that kind of stuff. When the ball was around him, he caught it.
He and swallowed it.
He's got snatch hands. That guy, you don't really had to have known a lot about football, and I don't profess to know everything about football. I don't. But when he was out there, you go, okay.
Yeah, that dude, he's one of them dudes.
That's a guy.
And it's still early yet, but
I just liked his demeanor and the way he worked. And, of course, they knew that. They vetted him. They knew that. You know how much, you know, I liked him. We talked about him all preseason. I mean, all preceding up to the draft. Look at him, but it's kind of nice sometimes when you go out and you see what you thought you saw, you know, on tape. And and not only the physical part of it. And again, as I say, this 3 days to me as a coach is as much about vetting the individual and how they are going to now transform into the NFL, because you see which kind of guys come in the door wanting to learn, which guys come into the door trying to fake their way through it. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Was anybody, I mean, where everybody make sure they were going at the right pace?
They did. They practiced really smart. Yeah. And that's on your coaching staff.
Yeah.
That's on your coaching staff. And this veteran staff, that's on your coaching staff. I can remember all the years that, you know, I was coaching. That's the first thing you do is you have to tell them when they come, you have to learn how to practice. You learn how to practice with each other, because you're going to compete, but you're also going to protect each other in practice, because you're all trying to get to the game healthy, and you're trying to get to training camp healthy, and you're trying to. So, yes, but they were teaching them how to. They're not only teaching them the system, but they're teaching them. Part of the system is learning how to practice in the National Football League.
John Robinson said one play won him over on Amani Hooker about.
I know which play he's talking about, too, and I hadn't even heard him say it. I know which play he's talking about. I watched a lot of film on Hooker. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, you know, again, You know, so this kid apparently has a beautiful mind when it comes to football. What did you see over the weekend with him that stood out and impressed you?
Well, first of all, he carries himself like a safety. I mean, he does, and there's a difference. I mean, he's not when they come to the line of scrimmage and he's back there. I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, you can see him scanning. You can see him pointing. You can see he was doing all the talking. Wow. He was doing all the talking. He was moving. And then guys that just, you can tell when the ball is snapped, if they're easy movers and they're moving with a purpose or they're moving trying to get to the place where they think they need to be. He knows where he, I mean, just watching him, I liked his presence. I liked his presence. He's, some people just look mature when they're out there in practice, and you learn to see it really quick. And his focus is on ball. He's a ball guy. Mm-hmm. He's just all ball. And when he would, they come off to the sideline, you can tell those guys that come off the sideline and then all of a sudden they leave everything on the field, come off, and then, you have to tell them, all right, it's your turn, get back out there. Uh-uh. He is laser focused the whole time. I loved watching what he was doing.
Just, ooh, we might have got a steal right there, huh?
I don't think it's a steal. I think people knew what a good player he was. But when you look at him, just again, as I said, I'm not anointing anybody. I'm just saying what I saw in a 3-day rookie minicamp. But I've seen a few of them in 33 years. I like it.
Yeah, we had him on. He was a little disappointed that he was still hanging around there, but he was happy to be a Titan.
Yeah, well, yeah, he. I just say this. I know how you were as a player and what you and
a lot of work.
You when you there. Talk to him, yeah. I would be shocked. I mean, I've got one $100 bill, I think, to my name. If you don't like him, I'll give it to you.
Oh, I'm sure I love him. After I watched the video that JR talked about that sold him, I was like, yeah. Yeah, I used to do those plays. I used to do those plays in the pros. He was doing that in college.
Is it the play where he was carrying and then sloughed off and came?
Went, yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, look,
yeah, that was the play.
That's awareness, but that's
explain the play and why it would impress an NFL GM.
Well, it was a match and carry coverage just where he was in, and he had an underneath crosser that he was carrying across, and then I think it was probably a pre snap read off of the formation too. And off the splits as to what he saw was coming. And you can watch safeties. You can watch players on tape and tell who has watched tape going mm-hmm. into a game. Yeah. And guys that are like, all of a sudden, hell, we're playing a game out here. And so you could tell that he had seen this. He had studied it. But basically, I mean, just to break it down in the simplest form, he was carrying an underneath route and a complimentary route was coming back in behind him, and he sloughed off and was able to pick the one coming off behind him, which is just spatial awareness. But it's not only spatial awareness, it's pre-snap and then post-snap awareness as to what's going on. I mean, he understood football. I've said it a lot of times. Football is not complicated, but it's detailed. When somebody does something like that on the field, you know they're paying attention to the details.
Mm-hmm. And I like smart football players. Can't go wrong.
8:41 the time, 104.5 the zone. He's a smart football coach. Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio joining us here on the Wake Up. So you got a question for Coach Mack, 615-737-1045. Well, you look at your homeowner's insurance, and it's probably got a bunch of stuff in there that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. If your main sewer line breaks, your outdated homeowner's insurance policy may not cover the cost to repair. Well, it's going to cost you thousands, and you don't want that. 64% of U.S. homes are underinsured with outdated policies that cover things that don't really matter to you. Hippo Home Insurance believes people deserve better. It is smart insurance for the modern home. Covers things you really need, like your computer equipment, your TVs, your HVAC system, up to 25% less than what you're currently paying. Go to myhippo.com. There right now. You answer a few simple questions. It's really simple to see how you're going to save in 60 seconds or less. I did the process. It was about a minute. Hippo is backed by over $200 billion in assets, and they'll help you switch at any time, and they'll wait for your current policy to run out. If you want modern home insurance for less, all you have to do is go to the website, myhippo.com/Ingram, and get your instant quote and save up to 25%. Takes only 60 seconds. Switch today and save. That's myhippo.com/Ingram. One more time. Check it out. myhippo.com/Ingram.
Zone.
The
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Don't forget the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony is coming up June 15th at 6 o'clock at the Omni Hotel in downtown Nashville. Some big names on the list. Peyton Manning, David Cutcliffe, Charles Davis, Carol Lawson, Kippy Brown, Patrick Willis, Tennessean of the Year, Amy Adams Strunk, and a whole lot more. Again, coming up Saturday, June 15th at the Omni Hotel downtown. Tables of 10, individual tickets are available now. Call 615-418-9595, 615-418-9595. Secure your spot or get more info at 1045thezone.com. I want to see you at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, that's going to be an impressive ceremony.
It really will.
That's going to be an impressive event.
Did I mention Peyton Manning's going to be there?
Yeah.
David Cutcliffe.
I think Mike Keith, CMC. I mean, you can't beat that either.
Right.
I mean,
Hall of Famer Blaine Bishop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for real, I mean, all of the honorees and Amy Adams Strunk, Tennessee, I mean, that Tennessee of the Year, all of that stuff that's good stuff.
Coach Dave McGinnis, by the way, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Farm Bureau Health Plans will coach you through it. Got you covered.
Yeah, Coach, I guess one more last question for me is, how much development, when you're talking about these young players and you watch them and they're just out there with the other young players and then their development to the next time you see them, how much goes on? Because as a coach, you know, you see these new toys. You go, oh, man, he can do so much. And you're expecting so much more immediately. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, well, I need to slow this down. And the process of, you know, the academic side of it, I guess, of football, you got to teach them to play so they're not hesitant and run around fast. How patient or how tough is it, I guess, for coaches to be patient in this point of time?
The veteran coaches are very patient because you've got to be able to and again, that's where experience comes in. And experience coaching, especially with these young players, and especially, you know, when I first got in the league, I mean, you had 16, 20 weeks of the off season. You had a lot. I mean, they got 9 now. So you've got to be able to manage your time, to plot your time, and to be as efficient as you can be. And that's why I'm saying some of that active classroom stuff that I was telling you guys about with the big screens that I saw out there. I mean, you've got to be innovative. There are a lot of old school things that work very well in the NFL and they never will change, but there's some innovative cutting edge things you have to be able to do to get this knowledge to these players. To your question, to your point, what these rookies experienced in these first 3 days, once the vets come in, it's an entirely different world because they're dealing with full-grown men that have been up there, that are in good condition, that have been conditioning themselves not only since the off-season programs officially started, but you know as well as I do, you've got to start that on your own. You've got to be in shape when you come in to get in shape. I mean, that's just the way it is anymore. And so it's going to be an entirely different. And that's why I say when I was putting rookies through rookie orientation my last 10 or 12 years in the league, when I had them, I would tell them, find you a vet to latch onto quick. And I'm talking about observe what they're doing and immerse yourself into that. So there's a whole lot that goes into it. But experienced coaches, you've got to be patient. But you've got to be able to get it. I mean, you know how they say you play quick but not in a hurry? That's how you've got to get them ready mentally. You've got to do it. You got to get them ready quick, but not in a hurry. And so you have to plan out the way you do these things, which this staff is really good at.
Monday, next Monday, the vets are in week 3 of phase 2. What does that mean? What does that entail? What are the goals of Mike Vrabel and his staff?
Well, they've been, I mean, you know, what you get into, you know, your phase 2 is you can be on the field with them. Phase 1, you cannot be on the field with them. It's all conditioning and it's all classroom stuff. Phase 2, you can get on the field, but you cannot be on the field together. In other words, they can't come together. In other words, your offense and your defensive teams are on separate fields, and you're going through the things that you've installed. You're going through your walkthroughs. You're doing individual. You're doing the only time that the offense and the defense mingles at all is when the special teams get together, and so that's what phase 2 is. They'll continue to build on what they're doing, and once that they'll bring these rookies in, and now what they'll do is start incorporating them first of all into the off season conditioning, because these rookies, they're not in shape yet. They're not in NFL shape yet. They're not even close. Some of them are closer than others, but they've got to get them in shape and them get them up to speed, not only mentally, but physically, so that once they start into the OTAs and then fast forwarding when they start into training camp, that they are able to physically be ready to compete.
Any sense for Jeffrey Simmons and his recovery and just kind of
Jeffrey Simmons looks large. Yeah. I mean, that's
a large human being.
That's the first sense I got. He was out there. I mean, he was there, but just when he's standing there, you look good. Okay, if you find any more of those, go ahead and load them up and bring them on in. Because he's rehabbing is what he's doing. He's rehabbing, but also, I mean, I know that he's very intensive into getting into what's going on scheme wise, and that's what he's going to have to do. But his rehab is, but outstanding out there on the side observing. It doesn't take a real trained eye
to know that he looks apart.
To look there and say, "Oh, okay, okay, I'll take two or three of those."
I can see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Well, a guy that was on the field, Walker. We haven't talked about him on air, man. How did he look?
No, he got a lot of individual attention from Mike Vrabel, and of course, I think he's still in the process of getting up to full speed, with that sports hernia, that he had, but he was doing something. But when he and Vrabel were going at it in their one-on-one stuff with Mike having the chest protector on, and I love the way Mike Vrabel will get in there, because look, I mean, he lets them come at him, and he will, they go at it. He was working on long arm. He was working on feet placement and coming off, working on long arm and then replace hand placement. In other words, inside, whoever gets in their hands inside first wins. And so that's what he was working on with him. And they were going at it. I mean, I loved it. As I said, watching old school stuff like that. And then watching it blend with that new high tech stuff that they've got out there with those active classroom, and it was impressive. I was really having fun this weekend.
They invite you out there to mix it up with any of them, put on the chest protector and try to lock some guys out.
When I talked to Dean,
have you had a black and dummy?
No. When he came off, look. First of all, I never jumped in there and did that. because the dudes I first started in with, I mean, those, But, Mike Vrabel can still stand in there, because that's a full-grown man, and he was as a player too. So, but just to me, what I liked is the tone and the tempo that this staff was setting, just watching them work with these rookies. And then, as I said, the maturity of some of these guys, these draft picks that I wanted to see, just what that looked like, I was impressed.
Coach Mack, it's always awesome to see you.
Is that it?
That's all, buddy.
Yeah, that's it. I guess, man.
Goes fast.
It's we don't have enough time in the classroom here.
We need to get some of that technology you're talking about. We can break down some film in here.
It'd
be good radio.
You guys have got more TV screens in here. It looks like NASA in here. You guys are in good shape. See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio. He's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They have got you covered.